This is Love Seal Church, bearing the tidings of the blessed hope and the glorious liberty of the sons of God. We earnestly pray that you experience a breaking forth and a quantum leap into all the promises of God for you. Gird up the loins of your mind and heart as you obtain mercy to find grace by the word of God coming through God's own servant at this time to you. Be ready for great impartation of the Spirit and life. Happy listening.
We thank God for the mercies of the Lord that we have received, you know, for to come again and to encourage ourselves, to stay ourselves up, you know, to give us things we can think about so that we can come into every measure of life that is in our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's have a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for your mercy. We thank you because you have helped us. We exalt you. We give you praise. We ask that you help us again to look to your word, to look, to have document of your life, that you unveil your word, your life to us. We ask for your breath. We ask for grace in the name of Jesus. Help us that this time will be fruitful in the name of Jesus. Help us to find grace, cause light to be administered to our hearts in the name of Jesus. I pray for help, that you will help me too, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for we know that you have what you are prepared for us, even in this time, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. The last time we met, we were trying to reemphasize again the issue of life, that there's a life that is in our Lord Jesus Christ that is hidden, that life that, you know, needs to be unveiled through the instrument of faith, you know, and that faith we have righteous way of living. And we said, it is not enough for me to be a believer, a Christian, but I must have access, you know, to that life that is hidden. I must have access to the hidden life, you know, so that I can not only have it as a knowledge, I can have it as a life that I am living and a life that I become. We also did mention that there's a contrary life, an inverted life, that the adversary and the enemy of God makes readily available to everybody. And this everybody includes Christians too, that we are born again. You know, we find that many of us still live this life. You know, Paul calls it Gentilic life. We can call it the life of the flesh. You know, we can call it the life of a dead man. You know, they are all lives that, you know, we have found that, you know, Christians that are born again, you know, they are born again, but yet they are still living this life. You know, you are born again, you know, in your spirit, but yet your walk, you know, your walk is your life. Your walk is your living. It's also an inverted life that is readily available. It is readily available, and it is older than any one of us. It is readily available in the air we breathe, in our within. You know, it's a life that everybody easily subscribe for. It governs every area of our lives. And, you know, God helped us to x-ray some of this life that we have seen as pattern. I want to believe that, you know, we have allowed the Lord begin to question some of the things you do. You know, the reason why you are planning your wedding, the way you are planning it, the reason why your budget is what it is, you know, even for that wedding. You know, some things that will, you know, something about this life, like I said, it's not just a life that is standing and it is backed by powers. It is backed by the power of the prince of this world. It's backed by power of the force. It is backed by power of this world. You know, it is backed. And so it's also an enforced life where you find yourself as a default, you know, copying. And you find a discontent. You know, it is a discontent when you are not able to achieve this. You know, it's a life that, you know, it's so real and it's so tangible to a lot of people, including believers, you know. And it's important we know that one of the things that, you know, faith, which is the connector to the life that is in Christ, wants to do is to give us another walking of another life. He wants to take us away, unplug us for, you know, it's like a plug. You are born again, but yet you are plugged, you know, to this life, and you are powered. Yes, thank you. You are powered by, you know, by this life. And, you know, they call it the law. is a life that operates by law. It's a law that enforces, a law that is sealed, you know. And you know, and it's important that as believers, we are conscious of another life. That when we say our Lord Jesus, we had said it in previous, you know, series, that our Lord Jesus is a custodian of life. There was something that powered our Lord Jesus. There was something that made him who he is. We have said it was not just about his name. There was what made him. And one of the things the Lord wants to do is to open this life to you and I. Amen. So one of the things, I mean, the thought we ended on was the issue of faith. That faith is our life response. Is a response. It's actually, you know, is a life response to that which is invisible, to what that which is hidden. It is what connects the life. You know, we have said there's a life that is in our Lord Jesus. There's a life, you know, that informs living. And the connector to this life is faith. So, and we have said faith. What is faith? You know, faith, you know, faith, we have said it, if Hebrews 11, that faith is a substance. So faith is a spiritual substance that is formed in the heart when understanding God's word enters the heart. It's a spiritual substance that is what? Formed in the heart when understanding of God's word enters the heart. What that understanding does is that it results in a strong conviction, in a strong persuasion, you know, in a strong conviction of persuasion concerning his promise, concerning his faithfulness, concerning his way, concerning his truth, concerning his life. When you have that conviction and persuasion, then you can say you have substance of faith. Is, you know, it comes when understanding. You know, Bible says in Hebrews, they say by faith we understand, you know, that the world. So one thing that comes with faith is understanding. You know, it's understanding. Faith, you know, is not the substance of faith can only be laid on by understanding. You can't claim to have faith if you have no understanding. And let me tell you, faith does not come in the instance of hearing. Yeah. It comes when understanding enters the heart. Yeah. And that understanding is not only enters the heart, because remember the parable of the sower. You know, that seed that was sowed, it was the incorruptible word of God. You know, it's not just when understanding, because that understanding can be stolen. Yeah. It can be stolen. Yeah. If it's just there. But it's that understanding must result in conviction, in persuasion, concerning the Lord, his person, concerning his word. Yeah. It must result in his way. You have in his life, in his truth. And then you can come into the faithfulness to fulfill them. And of course, you see, we are still going to, I believe there's a place where we'll just land today. Now, we know that faith comes by what? Yeah. It comes and it grows by feeding, not just by hearing. So then faith cometh by what? Hearing, yeah. By the word of God, and hearing by what? These are two levels of hearing. So faith comes, it doesn't only come, faith also grows. When you hear, when you feed, when you meditate on God's word, and you begin to lean towards the invincible. There's an invincible, that other hearing of the word of God is invincible. It's not the hearing of what you have that is in scripture. There's an invincible word of God that when faith comes to you, you lean more to it. What faith will do is to give us understanding of the invincible word of God. So when we hear, there's a way we hear, we meditate, you know, you learn, that's the word of God. But that word of God must give you access to another invisible word of God. Why? Because that is what controls the visible. Let me tell you, anything we see is governed by the invincible. There's a lot of invisible word that is governing what we see. So I want to first say this, that you see, my brothers and my sisters, if we are saying that faith is a connector to the hidden life that is in Christ, then there's one thing you cannot joke with. It's called hearing. Oh, our primary first labor as a Christian or a believer is to hearing. My brothers and sisters, I am saying again that if you are sincere that you want to stop Gentilic work, then you need to start in your place of your hearing on what you are feeding. What are you hearing? What are you feeding? You know, a lot of people are hearing proverbs of this world. Yeah. This world has a lot of things to hear. Yeah. What are you hearing? Can you ask yourself, what are you hearing? What are you giving? Because hearing, when you talk about hearing, hearing also involves what you are giving your attention to. So we have a lot of believers that, firstly, they are not productive with hearing. I'm telling you, a lot of believers, the only time, even in the basics of reading your Bible, they open their Bible is on Sunday. Is on Sunday. You know, there's this thing we used to do growing up. They call it sword. Some of us cannot. I'm telling you, our hearing is so poor that there are some scriptures that we cannot quote, or it cannot come out of us. But yes, we can quote lines of a song. We can quote lines and readings of a popular TV series. But we cannot quote scripture. And let me tell you, see, the advent of AI, the advent of technology has also tampered with hearing. You know that in a lot of churches, we use projection. If there's no projection team, some of us don't know that. You know your Bible has concordance at the back. You know some the Bible concordance, we don't know how to open it. People don't know how to use it. We just punch. You see those exercises, that's what it does. Do you know we have a generation of believers that don't have hard copy Bible? They have e-Bible. I'm just saying that the issue of hearing, this one is just it has a preamble to hearing. You know, reading your Bible, reading your Bible. Because, I mean, the document of hearing, primarily the first place we assess it is in the Bible. And you see, the Bible is everywhere. You know, Gideon International Bible, even in some hotels, they place it beside you. But many of us, we know they torture. We don't reach out to the Bible. We can reach out to our phone. You see, phones have replaced Bible. So when it comes to, because we cannot just stroll into the faith that brings a life without this one, this prelim faith that comes by what? By what? Hearing. You see, it only comes by hearing. You see that hearing, it means you grow by it. That hearing means you feed. I'm asking us, what do you feed on? Are you feeding on social media? Some of us, the first time when we wake up in the morning, the first thing we reach out to is status. The first thing we reach out to is our phone. I'm saying it. Those of us that are quick to post things on our status. You are quick to post things on your status. I sense that your hearing is dysfunctional. I'm telling you, and I'm saying it with every humility. Dysfunctional hearing, dysfunctional feeding. And I see it. You see some people, so this one has pasted something. Somebody is, you know, many of us, what we post, what we feed on is podcasts. Podcast, people's podcast, you know, and those podcasts are even faith podcasts. They, you know, the person that is sharing, he has faith. The person that is podcasting, he has heard. And he's speaking. You, what have you heard? We are quick to, it sounds nice. We are quick to post it on our person, but you have not labored to hear. I'm telling you, if you are a status or whatever poster, firstly, I'm not saying that we are all wrong, we should not post, because at least some of us post our church programs and all. But I'm saying, go and look at that issue of hearing, your labor of hearing. What are you feeding on? What are you eating? Have you heard the word of God today? And excuse me, the issue of there's no time. You have time to post. There's no time. It's no longer. There's no time. It's a cake. In the syllables of faith, there's no time is not a tangible excuse. When you are talking about, it's not an excuse. It's a feed meditating. You see, there's an issue. As I say, you know, hearing, first of all, read. Don't read. Some of us don't even know how to read the Bible. You don't need to read for revelation. Some of us, our reading is spontaneous. Yeah, I just felt led to read John chapter 1, verse 1. Tomorrow, I'm led to read the book of Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. That's not hearing. There are moments you have shades of, I'm reading this, you felt led to. But when it comes to hearing, it's intentional, it's deliberate, it is routine. First of all. before the others, spontaneous, you know, it is, you must, you see that thing? I'm telling you, you struggle with it. Because let me tell you, Satan caused man to have an avazad. Man is not dependable again. When they say man is grass, have you seen grass the way they, this wind will blow them? Man is no longer a stone. So you see that thing? The reason why you are not, the reason why you struggle with being consistent, even with that ritual of reading your Bible, just to show you the work of Satan. Why you find it difficult to continue in hearing? Just want to continue to feed on the word of God. Give yourself, when you feed, you can say, today I want to read 5 chapters of the Bible. And you know, let me tell you why you know that there's a terrible work that has been done. When you start reading this chapter of the Bible, my brother and my sister, you now begin to doze. How much, right? But when you are watching seasonal movie, you're watching seasonal movie, Netflix, YouTube, your eyes is wide open. In fact, you will stay up. Stay up. You see that thing? Those things, for true, a sincere Christian will know that, you know that you are sick. And it's good, first acknowledge that there's a problem. You can't start with at least 2 chapters, 3 chapters, 4 chapters a day. Hearing, also the issue of hearing, that's at the place of reading, the place of your communion. When you are in church, why do you hear? In most of our communities, we preach hearing twice. This message has been, are you listening to it? Can you bing on God's word? Many of us bing on season movie. You watch season. You see, me, I can tell you, any serious Christian that is seasoning any seasoning, you are not serious. I remember, you know, earlier my life, season movie, growing up then, teenager. I remember when the Holy Ghost said, you cannot watch any movie that we does not have time, can you? I don't adventure into it. So once you are season, honestly, you are not a kidney for me, you are gone. Because even that's one movie, I might use how many weeks or days to watch it. Because when I say late, I just say, what are you doing here? I move to other things. We must be able to multitask even with hearing. I'm just trying to say that, you see, when anything about hearing is a labor. I'm just trying to say, you are not going to be anointed to hear. You say, suddenly, my pastor prayed for me, and I just found myself, I'm hearing. My brothers and sisters, it doesn't work like that. You will labor to hear. You don't understand. The labor involves you having a Bible, involves you sitting down, involves you having a time to read your Bible, setting it in your alarm, setting reminders. It involves you to say, okay, what was ministered in this meeting, I need to hear again. It's a labor. It's a commitment that you will make. You know, you really should not come to church without having pondered again about the last message. You shouldn't come to a meeting when you have not even taken thought of the previous message of the meeting you're coming to. And that's why many of us, when you come to church, you come to meeting, they're asking, oh, so last week we cannot talk. Because that last week, as they finish, close the Bible, that is when you close your mind. Because you see, the next thing about hearing and feeding, the next phase you should move to is meditating. But you can't meditate if you have not heard. If you have not done abundance, because it's from your hearing that you meditate. Many of us don't know how to meditate. See, not that we don't know how to meditate. We actually meditate. We meditate on wrong things. You know why our mind is full of all manner of immoral thoughts and things? It's what you have heard. You know, social media is so bad. That's why there's a God that governs it. You are scrolling to even channels and things you did not subscribe for. It's just bringing you information. It has affected your mind so much that in the recess, when you don't have an active engagement, what is coming out is what you have seen and heard, and that is your meditation. Some sisters say they will be in depression because they are not married. Through the day, what they have been looking at is wedding picture. Social media, wedding, oh no, wedding proposal. But what you will, yeah. Then you by night time, in the recess, those pictures will not flash. That's your meditation. You now say, I'm depressed. So I'm just saying that, you see, the issue of faith comes by hearing, feeding, also translates to meditation. Because you see, what What grows faith is hearing. What nurtures faith, what grows it, is still hearing. You understand? They're feeding and meditating on God's word. Feed, meditate. And what does this do? It teaches you, a believer, to do what? To lean more what? On the invisible word. There's still a word. The word of God is not the letter, because the letter kills it. No. Why do you need to read? You say, why we don't read? We can't even have access to the understanding of that which is invincible. Because faith is that which is not seen. Faith is not that which is seen. Faith is not the display of many nonsensities that we do, that we claim in faith. It must tie to the invincible. Amen? Because that is what controls our visible world. God's people, if you are not serious about living the Gentile walk, you must do well with hearing. Because what informs your Gentile walk was hearing. And I must say something about hearing. Hearing is not only active, hearing is passive. Okay. Yes. You know, there's passive hearing in the environment you find yourself. Why should you be careful of your environment? You know, what we learned in our homes, they didn't sit us down to learn it. There's a lot of unconscious learning that takes place. Unconscious hearing. You don't understand? So that means that, we live in a world of sound. We live in a world of sound. This, all manners of sound, different sounds. People that have had near-death experience, one of the things they always come back and say, where is this noise coming from? This world is very noisy. It has many sounds. So one of the way Satan has programmed this word is that there's information to hear. There's information to hear. And that's why your atmosphere, you can't tell me you're a believer. And I'm saying it. And when I said this, some of my cousins that are believers and still go to club, they took me up. I didn't know they hear me. He said, was I talking to them? I said, are you a believer? If you're a believer, yes, it involves, I was talking to you. He's like, I mean, why will a believer be found in club? Because you want to, prison them now. Especially the one you carry yourself to. You know, sometimes maybe you just find yourself because, but the one you carry yourself, your leg, because you want to have a good time. What are you going to hear? Honestly speaking, and let me show one proof of hearing. Growing up, some of us heard songs that were not songs that were defined. You know, when they say Christian song is not because it has the lyrics of Jesus. There are some songs that are edifying, though they might not have the lyrics of. They just, sometimes some feel good. But there are some songs we heard. Honestly, you never played it in your house. Yes. Me, I know some songs like that, like some Ebenezer Obey songs. We had a neighbor that was, when he started playing the song, he's just filtering through everywhere. Until I was born again, Sister Dupe, and suddenly the song came out. I said, what? I didn't do an active sitting down to hear. I'm just trying to let you know what Satan has done. That the Gentilic life is coming from an abundance of hearing. I'm telling you, you don't know what you have heard until you begin to live it out.
Yes.
You do not know. That's why environments. You do not know why a believer must not be comfortable in some environments. I'm telling you, because what is happening is hearing. Why in our homes we should be mindful of the environment? Because hearing. Hearing is taking place. You know, and you don't know you have heard that the world has heard. Honestly, until, let me say something. Until you even begin to plan your wedding, you know you have heard. Then you now begin to say, when you are planning your budget, the thing is just coming out. Who taught you that? Was there any school? Nobody taught you. But you have had an abundance of hearing. So the Gentilic world, one of the things that pushes it is sounds. You want to do your naming ceremony, hearing. You have heard. Who you marry? I'm telling you. When you say, what are the requirements, the things you look for and who you marry? You heard. In fact, nobody taught you. You yourself, your eye. Ask yourself. That means that man is a custodian of information that comes into him. So I'm just saying that, you see, these things, they came to us by a labor that Some labels were intentional. Sure, you know, some were, there's some intentional hearing that you yourself, you do. Some people say, I'm a believer, should I hear this kind of, you are hearing Davido. One man of God was saying that the same Christians that go to Christian concerts, you see them again in some other concerts. And I would say this is really, really crazy. This thing is really concerning, is that they don't see anything wrong with it. From the same system that flows fresh water, another one flows dead water. Not hot, not cold. You just want to, you know, Christians are living combo life. You say, when we come to this, we bring out this one. When we come, you know, you live a life that does not, you know, faith is single height. Faith is single height. A lot of believers live a life that is not single height. A life that you just add this one, had this one, had this one. A lot of people, you know, faith, what faith does is that you put your egg in one basket.
Yes.
A lot of believers, they don't have one basket, they have many baskets. But this one might not work. You know, I'm telling you, we that's why we cannot live the fruitfulness of that life that is hidden in Christ. Is a, you know, this one, a yoje, you know, this one works. If this one does not work, you switch to this one. It just shows that, you know, it just shows that you have not come to good hearing. Now, my brothers and sisters, if it is obvious that our hearing had issues, then it means that there has to be a label on what you hear. One of the reasons why you should be comfortable in the gathering of your brethren. You understand? You know that as long as I've said about the things in our gathering, there are good things we copy. Have you ever seen a brother? I mean, there are some people that the way they are gentle, I want to be gentle like them. And gentleness is, you know, those are gatherings. Gatherings, you see some things, you know, that's why there's a lot of hearing. Why you relate? Why you can't forsake the assembly of the brethren? It's not only because, you know, it's for your, it's because there's a world that you must pick things from. No, this, you see why there's a world that unfortunately we are living in a world. They didn't get us born again and take us out of this world. They both got us born again and we are still kept in this world. And hence there's another world that we must, in this world though, we must live in the communication of a hidden world and superimpose it. That's what they call kingdom. That's what they call domain. There's a world that has dominion over us, that has rule over us, over what we are hearing. So I'm saying that, my brothers and sisters, the labor of hearing cannot be negotiated. The labor of feeling, why you must be able to bing on messages, why you plug your ears, why those things are not ordinary. I'm saying when you do it, it's not ordinary. It's not ordinary. Why? Well, before you sleep, those are the things you meditate on. Before then, because the issue of feeding hearing must lead to meditation. Because you see, until hearing can translate to meditation, you can't really use what you have learned. Because meditation is your subconsciousness. You know, things that has entered you coming to surface. You know, bringing them out. Bible says, whatever so things are true, of lovely, of good report, what do? Think about these things. It's fine, my brother. Whatever things are what? True. Whatever things are what? Honest. Whatever things are what? Just. Whatever things are what? Pure. That's Philippians 4:8. Whatever things are lovely. Whatever things are what? Good report. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, what does it say? Another word for that is meditate on these things. When you hear things that are true, when you hear things that are honest, when you hear things that are just, things that are pure, lovely, good reports. You understand? When you hear a report of a brethren, a report of a life, you think about, when you hear virtue that somebody brought out, when you hear things of praise, what do? You think all of these things are components of things that have, information that I've heard to you. I remember I had one godfather back then in school. They would say, you know, they say, what if, you know, some of his friends say, what if you impregnate a, and he was, you know, believer, tongue talking, you know, man of God. So they, you know, those things, what if question? What if question, you don't have any region in those what if question.
Yes.
You know that? What if you now do this? What if this, you see,
You know what he said? He said, it can never be me. What if he impregnates again? What if he is praying for his sister? What, he said, it can never be me. He said, because whatsoever things are true, the things I think about, whatever things are, is, those are the things I think about. So this one, you say, I don't think about it, and so it can't be me. Say, it can't be me. I'm telling you. Say, no, you say, he said, what, believers have no question in being the what if life. You know, that what if, you know, what if, what if. So we have said that faith is a spiritual substance that is formed in the heart. When what? Understanding of God's word enters what? The heart. And what that understanding does is that it must result. So faith must not journey from hearing alone. It must journey to where it can create a substance. You see, when you have done well with hearing, you have done well with feeding, you have done well with meditation. You know, there's one thing meditation will do. It will give you a substance. It's true. Have you heard of premeditated crime? When you think about, a believer must live a premeditated life. A life in that premeditated life, what is governing it is a standard of righteousness. A believer must not be haphazard. A believer must not be quick, you know, to react. A believer must not be a reactor. I remember when one time the Lord, you know, then as a teenager, the Lord, you know, cautioned me about reacting to matters. You know, that's what he said, you ought to respond, not react. And then he began to explain to me, when you react, you just, a believer should not live life like that. He said, response means you have taken careful thoughts of how I will respond, and you respond accordingly. So spiritual substance is formed, you know, when understanding visits the heart. And that understanding is not just that I have understanding. You know, God's people, in a lot of circles, especially when you are talking about Christ's life, many of us have understanding. Faith should not come by hearing, meditation, and cease in the region of your understanding. How do we know that your understanding is productive and fruitful? Is that it can result in a conviction and a persuasion of that word, of that person, of that righteous standard, of that way, of that truth, of that life, and you can embody it in your life. That's when you know that understanding has actually what? Visited you. Many believers have understanding. And that's why, you know, I always tease that in meetings, in some of our meetings, some of us can share revelation. We can share it, you know, that's how the Lord is. You see, you are parroting it. But it has not resulted. Are you persuaded on what you are saying? Somebody asks a believer, can you die for what you are saying? How you know a substance is formed in you is that when you can die for it. That's when you can die for it. When they want to hang, you see, the early believers, they had that persuasion of faith in the Lord Jesus. They had it, and they could die for it and not deny it. Many of those 3,000 that were added to the church, you know, they never encountered Jesus in the days of their flesh. So you won't say the persuasion was only by the 12. There were people that only heard what was preached to them, and they had a persuasion. How you will know is when you have a strong conviction. And I ask you, many of us parrot faith, hope, and charity. Can you die for this faith of the Son? Can you die for the faith that is not seen? Can you die for the life? Now, dying does not mean the cut off your head. Dying means at what it's costing you. When you are holding for tenet of charity, for an instance, you are holding the bond of brotherliness at the detriment of your bloodline, natural families. Can you die for it? Can you exhort the conversation that you are my brother? That I esteem you more. I discern you more. Can you esteem that blood, red pigmentation that is flowing in your veins is lower than the pigmentation of the life of Christ? Can you judge your brother in the Lord? When you say that you are my brother, can you judge that brother higher than your biological brother? If the biological brother is a believer, that's okay. But can you judge it? Or will you raise blood? Some people will raise tribe. Some people will raise, you know, able. That means you cannot die for what you believe. You don't have the substance of that faith yet. You don't have the strong persuasion and conviction in the person. You don't have it yet. Jesus had it. And he said, blessed are you, you know, Jesus, the womb that bore you and the mother. Jesus, look at it. In a world that say, ah, yeah, oh, you know this world, we exalt mother. Oh, the pain of a mother. My mother, my lovely mother. My, you know the way we exalt Jesus. You know the way you say, ah, you know, say, ah, your mother is your mother. Nobody can be your mother. Our Lord Jesus is Mother Mary. We all knew what our mother Mary is. Our mother too went through the shame. You know, our mothers have suffered for us. Abi, some of us are mother. You know the sacrifice of your mother. You know, our Lord Jesus in the days of his faith. And Mary suffered for Jesus. She suffered. But she, in fact, Mary took a risk of her life. A risk of being stoned to death.
Yeah.
So we do not belittle what she did.
Yeah.
But I'm saying that when Jesus was talking about a life, when that word, he said, Luke 11, 27 to 28, and came to pass as he spoke these things, a certain woman of the company lifted up her voice and said unto him, blessed is the womb that bare thee, and the palms that did what? So, you know, there's a way you can say, oh, Mary. You know, there's a way you can say, my mother, my lovely mother. How we never, all of us have sentiment towards our mother.
Sugar.
Any good mother, including myself. We have sentiments. I even want my child to have sentiment towards me. I want my child to defer to me. I'm your mother. Have you said that?
Mm-hmm.
We all have it. We all train our children to do it. But see our Lord Jesus. He said, yeah, mom blessed. He's not saying that is not good though. He said, rather blessed are they that hear what? And do what?
And keep.
Oh my God. You see, it is in keeping that we have substance. So until you can, what you have heard, you can keep it. You can't say faith has visited you.
Uh-huh.
As understanding. Jesus exalted it. Look at how Jesus exalted that place of, you know, the motherhood. Jesus gave us another definition. I'm telling you, you see, our Lord Jesus, oh my God. Jesus exalted, and some of us, in the shadow of my mother, some of us, we take our natural biological mother against the life of God. If your mother say, brethren, you know, this brethren, will they allow you to have money? They are taking your money. You will defer to your mother. That means it is not your persuasion. Your mother will say, don't marry an Igbo girl. You will defer to your mother. Don't marry a Usa brother. Don't marry from Ijebu. Ijebu, you will defer to. You see, that you have not, you see, your faith, you have heard. You might understand it. You know, you can be in church, you understand it. We are one, you know, but you are one. Oh, yeah, make it as a decision. Marry this brother, you know, it becomes a problem. Marry a sister that's had, you know, maybe has had a child, you know, before. It becomes, how can you marry a single mother? A single, you understand what I'm trying to say? Marry a maybe a sister or a brother that has issue. We say, how can you, I will find you, okay? You marry someone that is not complete. That means faith. The faith you have heard. You can be parroting as an understanding. You don't have the substance of it yet. You don't have the conviction and the persuasion. Because when you have it, you can die for it. And die for it means you can take it and your life is nothing. Some people cannot marry. You know, it means that you can't marry from this place. You can't marry. It can never happen. In this church, we'll marry people who have physical handicap. We'll marry, I'm telling you, we'll marry people who don't have means. We'll marry people, I'm telling you, that is when you say you don't have it as hearing. It has visited you as a substance. There is conviction, there's persuasion, and you are embodying it as life. That's why you can say the substance of faith has visited you until it is done. Then you know that faith, you don't have the substance of it yet. Because what you are laying hold is an invisible world. You are discerning your brethren. You are discerning your brethren more. I discern you more. I discern, therefore, know you no one after what? The flesh, but after the spirit. So, brothers and sisters, the issue of faith, which is the connector to the living life, is when we can say you have a spiritual substance formed in your heart. And this spiritual function is formed in your heart has resulted in a strong conviction and persuasion. And you are embodying and living and is a standard of life to you. And I said again, there's a labor to have that this substance come to you. It's called the labor of hearing. It's called the labor of feeding. It's called the labor of meditation. It's called the labor of keeping. Many of us, faith visits us as light and leaves us. That's why, so you look at it now, you come to church, the next Sunday, you have forgotten. It's not yet yours. Until something is yours, you don't have the substance of it. So I'm praying and trusting that our Lord Jesus, who is the author of faith, you know, look at it, he's the author and the finisher, the one who authored faith, the person of faith, our Lord Jesus, the one who we received as our Lord, as our Savior. We begin to save us from things that will not allow us to come into hearing the substance of faith in the name of Jesus. May we find help to begin to do well with hearing. Like I said, it's good to have a good, if you are struggling with hearing, but having a Bible plan is okay. Having things set up, time to read is okay. But you see, that labor of hearing is a labor you must do. Because this world, and there's a God that owns this world, who has opened all the windows of all manners of information. You need to deliberately engage the information that will bring a productive hearing. May God come to us all in the name of Jesus.
Amen. We believe you have been enlightened through the ministry of the Word and Spirit, bringing you into a much deeper understanding of God's eternal purpose and plan. To find out more about us and our meetings, visit us at 12 Akinwusinyemi Street off Allen Road, Ikeja, Lagos. You can also contact us on our website at www.lostyouchurch.org or call us on +234 9042 850714. Remain blessed.